Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
Y'all good? It's a witching hour right now. It's a good light right now. I've enjoyed this, the lighting change, playing a lot of outdoor shows, which is great. Safe thing to do on a tour like this. Been trying to keep it, as Linda and I said, keep it cute, you know, stay outside as much as you can, far away and all that. But it's been a really great tour. It's the first tour I've done since almost a couple of years ago. And I've doing a tour right now like none I've ever done before, where I'm doing everything, until today. Linda's traveled with me because I went home last night, but I've had out here, I'm the sound man, I'm usually the merch seller, I'm the driver, I'm the caterer, or whatever. No, actually took care of that pretty well tonight. But it's been very much the solo troubadour, as Woody Guthrie might have done, sans jumping on a train after every show, which maybe I'll do that one next time. Until last night. So I had a night off yesterday, and I went back home in Queens, where we live. And rather than taking a night off after 2,500 miles and 2 weeks of playing every night and just sitting at home on a couch, you know, or in an ice bath or whatever one might do after something like that, we saw that our friends in the Black Crowes were playing down at Jones Beach. We got invited by Chris Robinson, who I knew over the years from having opened a tour for him years back, and he invited us to the show. I said, we got to go and see the band and see Chris and hang out and see our first rock show in a year and a half. This is going to be amazing. So, like, you know, of course, this is for rockers. So we got there, and we got hooked up with really nice seats. I'm not saying it's to brag, but it's a fact. You know, Jones Beach, gigantic amphitheater, in case you haven't been there, just on the beach there. And we were third row center. Awesome, fabulous, great. Except that, man, they've all got 50 amps each. It's like, you know, Marshall, Vox. Just like, you know, Amp City is like, you know, like hanging out the biggest guitar center of all time. And we were right there, and like, great show. Band rocked. But man, we came home to that show last night. I woke up this morning, feel like we'd gone, you know, 55 rounds of Sonny Liston, you know, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Chris Robinson, boom, boom, boom. Rich Robinson, boom, boom, boom. Come on, I got you. Oh. I was like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot by the end of the night. So took me a little while throughout the day to kind of revert back to focusing. I'm back there now, kind of easing into it. I was thinking about bringing a Marshall stack out here today.
Next time.
Deb said not to do that, so. Anyway, having said all that, I think to kind of ease out of the vibe of being with the band, I'm going to try out this thing I have here on my birthday this year. My friend, and you might know him, Jason Victor, who plays in the Dream Syndicate and the Miracle 3. The greatest. Jason's fantastic. And for my birthday, he got me this looper pedal. I know we have some incredible guitarists in the audience tonight, so you know, might know about this type of thing. It's a pedal that, well, it is what I said. It loops the sound. You can kind of jam with yourself. And so I'm going to simulate being my own band if things work right in the song. And if it works right, I will be a band guitar army. If it doesn't, I will be a great comedy show. So it's one or the other every night. The song's called Tears Won't Help.